I'm Rona Tarrant. The US Supreme Court has ruled that a convicted murderer on death row in Missouri has no right to a painless death. The ruling clears the way for the execution of Russell Bucklew, who asked for gas rather than lethal injection, citing an unusual medical condition. Bucklew argued the state's preferred method amounts to cruel and unusual punishment. Bucklew was sentenced to death in 1996 for rape, murder and kidnapping in an attack against his ex-girlfriend and her new partner and six-year-old son. Pope Francis has said nations that actively engage in arms dealing and help foment war in other countries should not expect to find peace in their own lands. During an interview with the Spanish news programme Salvados, the Pope was asked about the Spanish government's sale of weapons to Saudi Arabia, which is currently engaged in a conflict with Yemen. The Pope said while he was saddened, Spain isn't the only country involved in arms dealing, and added that countries that sell arms have no right to talk about peace. San Antonio Archbishop Gustavo Garcia Siller has said the marketplace and not elected officials should decide whether a company should open an outlet in a particular location. In a statement, he said he was asked what he thinks of San Antonio City Council's vote to exclude a Chick-fil-A from the list of concessionaries that could operate at San Antonio International Airport because the company is known for its support of traditional marriage. The Archbishop said in these circumstances it was best to let consumers decide, not elected officials. A Catholic bishop in the Philippines has demanded an investigation into the killings of 14 farmers during three police operations on March 30th. Bishop Gerardo Almanaza of San Carlos said the victims lived within the boundaries of one of the diocese mission stations. Local reports said the victims were killed during what authorities described as an anti-criminality campaign. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.